Did your parents ever go to school?
Dad, he had little schooling, you know, because there was hardly any schools there then, but he went to San Marcos, I think, San Antonio, for a little while. And he could read a newspaper in English, you know, and translate it very rapidly into Spanish, but his conversation wasn't very fluent, you know. But he could write fairly good English, too.
Now, you said he went to San Marcos. Was that a boarding school?
I think they had a business college or something there, and he went there for a little while.
What about your mother? Did she ever go to school?
Yes, she went to school here in Rio Grande City, I think. I think they lived there for a while in Rio Grande City.
Hey, your father sounds like he had some interesting jobs. You said he was a customs inspector. And
customs inspector, and he was a postmaster, yeah.
Did he ever do anything else?
Well, he was in business, you know. He and his brother had a partnership in the store. And he did a little ranching, too.
What about your mother? What did she do during the day?
Well, she was just a housewife, you know, just in the house.
Now, your mother's parents, you say, were from this area?
They were from originally from Mexico, you know, but they came here a long time. They owned this land, you know. This land was ceded by the King of Spain to those people.
So their family before them had land ceded here.
Oh yes, yes. You know, most of these families, like on my father's side and on my mother's side, it's the same thing. They had the land ceded to them by the King of Spain.
Well, now, where was that land? In Star or Jim Hogg or where?
No, in Star. On my mother's side, it was in Star. On my father's side, it was in Zapata, near the county line.
Now, where were your father's parents born? Were they born in Mier?
They were born in Mier. I think my grandfather was born in 1834. And my father's grandfather was killed by Indians around, but we were in Zapata County near Falcon, you know, somewhere around there.
Killed by the Indians there?
Yes, they used to make raids, you know, I think to steal the horses, I think it was, and they would kill those settlers there.
I was up that way in San Ignacio, there's no fort there. Tell me, was that common to have those forts?
Oh yes, yes, you know, for my father folks used to live in Falcon, you know, and now it's covered by water there from the lake. They had some of those houses with those, what you call those, where the people would get into one of those houses and they had those, put a rifle and shoot out, you know. They're made of stone, you know, and but I don't know what they call those in English.
What do you call
them
in Spanish?
Troneras in Spanish.
Is that like a fort?
It's like a fort, yes. It was all covered off, you know, except for those places where you could put a rifle and shoot a rifle from the outside, from the inside to the outside.
That's very interesting.